This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was safe after what the FBI said appeared to be an assassination attempt Sunday while he was golfing on his course in Florida's West Palm Beach. Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly.
Law enforcement officials said the gunman was in some bushes near the property line of the golf course when Secret Service agents who were clearing holes ahead of Trump spotted a rifle barrel in the bushes. Secret Service agents fired shots and the suspect fled in a black Nissan car. A witness managed to take a photo of the car and license plate, law enforcement said. Sheriff's deputies in the neighboring county were able to make an arrest after authorities sent an alert to statewide agencies. A person was in custody, said Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw. Trump was injured in an assassination attempt in Pennsylvania on July 13th, raising questions about protection for candidates just months ahead of the November 5th election.
Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis on Sunday claimed responsibility for striking central Israel with a missile for the first time. Houthis have fired missiles and drones at southern Israel repeatedly, and what they say is solidarity with the Palestinians since the Gaza war began. Reuters correspondent Dianto.
Houthi military spokesman Yahya Saraya said the group struck with a new hypersonic ballistic missile on Sunday that traveled nearly 1,300 miles in just 11 and a half minutes. Saraya said Israel should expect more strikes in the future, quote, as we approach the first anniversary of the October 7th operation, referring to when Hamas militants launched a bloody attack in southern Israel that triggered the latest conflict in Gaza.
Reuters' Diane Toh reporting. Ukrainian officials say two people have died in a missile attack on the Black Sea port of Odessa. This came as Moscow and Kyiv exchanged drone and missile attacks. This is VOA News. Heavy rains have caused severe flooding in central Europe, and the death toll has risen. Floods have come and claimed lives in Romania, Austria, and Poland. In the Czech Republic, four people were missing. The situation was particularly dire in northeastern Czech regions, with mass evacuations underway. The prime minister warned that the worst was not over. Parts of Austria were declared a disaster zone. A firefighter died while responding to the crisis. Romanian authorities reported more deaths due to flooding. In Poland, the situation was described as dramatic, with evacuations and infrastructure damage. A high-level U.S. delegation met over the weekend with the head of Bangladesh's interim government after its former prime minister fled the country last month amid a mass uprising.
The U.S. Embassy in Dhaka says the meeting with Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus was to affirm, quote, dedication to fostering inclusive economic growth. Yunus took over for former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who was accused of corruption, violation of human rights, and excessive use of force against protesters. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, also signed an agreement to provide more than $200 million in aid to Bangladesh. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
A billionaire spacewalker has returned to Earth.
SpaceX's Polaris Dawn capsule splashing down Sunday in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida's Dry Tortugas. Four crew members back, including tech billionaire Jared Isaacman, who radioed from the capsule.
We are mission complete.
Two SpaceX engineers and a former Air Force pilot also aboard. Isaacman pulling off the first private spacewalk while orbiting nearly higher than the International Space Station. The founder and CEO of Shift for Credit Card Processing shared the cost of the Polaris Dawn mission with SpaceX, but won't say how much he spent. However, some say walking in space is priceless. I'm Julie Walker.
Practitioners of various religions have marched down Rio de Janeiro's beach, Copacabana Beach. They gathered Sunday to support religious freedom in Brazil. Over the past 6 years, cases of intolerance have doubled. Men and women and children from all over a dozen faiths participated in the March for the Defense of Religious Freedom. Many were from Afro-Brazilian religions facing attacks from Christian groups. Brazil's Minister for Human Rights joined the march, also emphasizing the importance of reducing inequality. Experts noted a surge in intolerance with the rise of neo-Pentecostal churches. Cases of religious intolerance have increased by 140% between 2018 and 2023. Offenders can face up to 5 years in prison. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.